Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. Guess who we are going in depth with today? I'm very excited. Anna Early. She is Princess K of the Milky Way. She is the 68th Princess K of the Milky Way, and she recently was crowned at the Minnesota State Fair, so we are so excited to chat it up with her. Anna, I want to say congratulations to you and welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're really happy that you're here as well. Anna, can you tell us a little bit, please, about the Princess K of the Milky Way title? What does it all mean, please?
Yeah, so Princess K of the Milky Way is the goodwill ambassador for Minnesota's dairy community. So I will get to spend my year representing Minnesota's dairy farmers and the rest of the dairy community and traveling around visiting with students and different consumers and dairy farmers, of course.
Well, let's talk about you in particular. You grew up in Litchfield. Tell me about that.
I love my hometown, and I'm sure everybody says that, but I just have so much appreciation for my hometown because they made me into the woman that I am today. I grew up in theatrical productions, and so I've done close to 20 between third grade and now, and they've just shown tremendous support for me when I was on stage, and even now. I haven't quite gone out into my community yet. I just got back home from the state fair, but I know when I do, I'll be met with so much support.
Well, that is really special. So what kind of theatrical productions? Do you like musicals? Do you like plays, comedies? What was your favorite?
I quite like the musicals. My favorite one was actually The Lion King, where I played Zazu. And I had a really fun costume. It was kind of iridescent-y, you know, with lots of feathers. And I had a really fun makeup design. So if I had to pick one, that would be my favorite. But musicals will always have my heart.
Oh, Anna, how awesome. So when did you graduate from high school, please?
I graduated in the year 2020. So it was a little different graduation than we were expecting. But nonetheless, it happened. So I'm happy for that.
No kidding. What was your graduation ceremony like?
Yeah, so we were able to still have a semi-traditional ceremony. They had us all come out in groups, and we would one by one walk on our track around our football field, and we would walk onto stage, accept our diploma, pose for a picture, and then exit the stage, and then they kind of put it all together, and they videotaped and took pictures and stuff, and they put it all together in a video production for us to watch the day after. So it was definitely different, but incredibly unique.
Well, and then I know you headed to Ridgewater College. What are you studying there, please?
I'm studying agribusiness with an emphasis in dairy. So it's been, this is year two now, and it's been lovely to be there. I'm learning a lot, and I'm excited to graduate in December and further my education. I'm not entirely sure where I'll be furthering that education, but I've got a little bit of time to decide yet.
So growing up in Litchfield, your family actually has a working dairy farm. Tell us about that, please.
On my family's dairy farm, we milk 80 cows. 80 is a pretty good herd size for one family, and, you know, it's been a pleasure to be able to have been raised on a dairy farm. The lessons you learned on a dairy farm are truly like no other. And so on our farm, I do just a little bit of everything from milking cows to taking care of our calves. And more recently, I started doing some work in the field, which I've really enjoyed because it's very different from working with the animals. So it's been fun to be able to be involved in all aspects of the dairy farm.
And is this a multi-generational dairy farm?
Yes, there are currently three generations on the farm. So I work alongside my dad, and then my sisters and brothers, they all have kids now, so my nieces and nephews are around here a little bit, but I wouldn't say, you know, they're avid workers on the farm. They're a little young for that yet, but yes, there are three generations on the farm.
So Anna, when you said that you learn a lot of lessons, life lessons from being involved in the dairy farming industry, what exactly does that mean, please? I think that dairy farmers are some of the hardest working people I've ever met.
Absolutely. And man, can you really learn how to problem solve when you're working on a dairy farm?
Oh, tell me what that means.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of different things that might arise that, you know, don't go as planned. It happens all the time, even off the farm. And so whether a piece of equipment breaks or something in the milk house breaks, you know, we always have ways to fix it or work around it, or we have lovely, lovely vendors that work with us that supply us parts or new mowers and stuff like that. And so it really just shows that the community we've had behind us is truly there to help us. And so it's given me, you know, phenomenal problem-solving skills, but also a phenomenal network to build off of when I kind of jut off into my professional career.
What do you think your professional career will be?
I would love to be a milk inspector for the state of Minnesota with USDA. So what I would get to do is travel from farm to farm within my territory and inspect all of the equipment and facilities for cleanliness and effectiveness to make sure it's all running correctly. And this would really just be so enjoyable for me because I love being able to be on the farm and to be able to work with farmers. But on the flip side, this also ensures to our consumers that the products they're consuming are of the highest quality. So to be able to have a position as rewarding as that would be really special for me.
I bet. Well, I think you have a leg up on any of your competition because you actually know what is involved in that career. You've probably seen it up close and personal.
Absolutely, I have. I work with a lot of different mentors, and one of my mentors is actually currently a milk inspector. And so he's kind of been mentoring me through what I should look for in, you know, my college classes and which college classes I'm selecting. And, of course, just telling me a little bit about what the day-to-day work looks like for a milk inspector. So I've really enjoyed that. And then, of course, working with our field representatives that our creameries send out. You know, the people in the dairy community really are looking out for everybody. So that's been really unique.
You know, Minnesota has some wonderful dairy farms, and I don't know much about Litchfield. Tell us, is that a big farming, dairy farm community, please?
It's a bigger dairy farming community, but it's not the biggest. You know, of course, Stearns County is the biggest, but Meeker County has a fairly good representation of the dairy community, as well as, you know, the rest of overarching agriculture. So, yes, I was able to grow up with several dairy farms in my area, and I was actually this summer able to work on two other farms as well as my family's farm. So I was able to work with one farm over by Manana, which is a small town. It's about 10 minutes from my house. And so with that farm, I worked primarily with show cattle. I'm showing with them over the course of the summer in, you know, different shows such as our county fair and even at the state fair. And so getting animals ready for show is definitely a very different perspective of dairy farming that you don't hear about a lot. And so that was a very refreshing farm to work with because it's just, you know, it's such fun work. You know, each night I go over there and I walk the animals and I give them baths. So it's definitely, you know, not your normal day-to-day thing, but it's something that I really enjoyed. And then I also interned on a dairy farm south of Grove City where they milk 600 cows. And so to be able to work with a farm of that herd size was very unique and completely new to me. And so just learning how herds of that size function from day to day was really cool. And even finding out that larger farms, you know, people have their misconceptions of those. And so being able to kind of debunk those misconceptions that larger farms still care about their animals the same way our small farmers do. My boss, she was awesome. She, you know, you could give her any four-digit ear tag of a cow, and you could say, all right, what does that one look like, or what's her personality like, and she would tell you. And you could do that all day. And so to say that larger farms aren't personable with their cattle is definitely a really fun myth I've been sharing this summer.
Well, it sure sounds like you learned a lot. How long does the average dairy cow live, or how old do they get to be?
I think one of the best answers I've heard to that question is, you know, as long as a good employee will stay around. These cows 100% depend on us, and so it all determines, in how we take care of them. And so we provide our cows with a buffet that basically goes on all day. They can access that whenever, and our cows actually have water beds as well. So the longevity of the cow 100% determines on how well you care for her, and dairy farmers truly are taking the best care of their animals.
Did you say waterbed?
Yeah, waterbeds.
That's incredible. Anna, tell me about your crowning as Princess K of the Milky Way. I would assume as a little girl growing up in Litchfield, this was something that was probably a dream of yours.
Absolutely, it was. When I was 2 years old, my oldest sister was a finalist for Princess K. And so I had always known of the program and I had always you know, kind of been aware of what it is and the impact that Princess Kay herself has. And so knowing that, I decided that I should be a dairy ambassador, which is a program that our county has. So I was an ambassador for, I believe, 6 years. And then I was a dairy princess for 2 years. And this year I decided that, you know, maybe I should give top 10 a go around and see how that goes. And the judging process was kind of scary, but I made it into the top 10.
How does it work? And, what is the judging process, please?
Yeah. So the judging process has a professional interview, a prepared speech, a mock media speech, as well as an application portion. And so all of that happened in the course of really just a few hours. And so from there, they selected the 10 finalists, and there was about 50 girls, I believe, that applied this year to be a finalist.
Anna, congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. So to be selected for that even was just an honor. And from there, we go on to Princess Kay of the Milky Way judging, which happened just before the state fair. And that was a 6-round process that had a professional interview, a prepared speech, an extemporaneous speech, a written portion, a mock media portion, and then kind of a speed round, which was 3 minutes with each of our 3 judges to kind of get a really good first impression. And then on top of all of that, they also judge us on our formal dinner etiquette and how we interact with the people around us during judging, whether that be other people that just happen to be there on that day or, of course, the other candidates.
So you have to know how to use the right fork. What are you talking about?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And so just to be sure that whoever is Crown Princess Kay can kind of survive, I guess, in a formal dinner setting, because you never know what kind of events she will come across in the course of her reign. So being able to get through a formal dinner setting is very important. And then, of course, to have good conversation starters for being at the dinner table is really important too, because you don't want Princess Kay to go somewhere and then sit in complete silence at dinner.
So how did you say, I think I can do this? What were your conversation starters?
Oh, I would always inquire about the judges' lives, you know, what they do in agriculture, what they, you know, where they came from. And just to be able to sit and hear their stories was so surreal. We had really phenomenal judges from the Department of Ag, from Minnesota Farm Bureau, and from Ag Country this year. And so to be able to hear their journeys through agriculture was very unique, and that was something that I really enjoyed.
Anna, so it actually is an actual crowning. You don't know that you're going to be chosen. So how did that night unfold, please?
So before the coronation, we have a formal dinner banquet, and that is with our parents and with other members of the Midwest Dairy Board and past Princess Kays, you know, kind of a whole conglomeration of people. And so from the banquet, we head over to the band show at the state fairgrounds, and all of the finalists wait backstage, you know, really eager for a coronation to begin. And there was so many nerves that night. You know, everybody's very nervous. This is an incredibly high-stress situation. And so we all have our ways of relieving nerves. There was lots of dancing and jumping around to kind of get all of the wiggles out, as some would say. And then coronation kind of commenced. We all got on stage. There was a brief program, and then I would say in probably about an hour, coronation wrapped up with the crowning of the Princess Kay of the Milky Way. And what that looked like was, so first all 10 girls stand, and then they name the 3 top girls, basically. And so they'll call you forward, and so then you'll go stand center stage, and the other girls will stand next to you, the other 2. And then from there, Princess Kay, the current one, will walk around with the crown and sash and kind of do that, like, little last hurrah, like, look at the crown, who's it going to be moment. And then she puts it on the new Princess Kay's head, and that's the coronation. And from there, there's lots of emotions and excitement, and it's still really surreal for me. I think I've only watched the crowning moment once because of just how jittery it still makes me.
Oh, really? Well, yes. I watched it myself, and you look very surprised, and you look so happy. And I can't imagine how proud your parents must be of you. What are their names, please?
My parents are Vaughn and Joan Early, and yes, they're absolutely thrilled.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful year for you, and we can't wait to watch you and watch you continue to grow and to be the great ambassador that you are. What was it like to sit for your head carved in butter, because that's one of the iconic things about your title, isn't it?
Yes. So this year especially was very different because it was Linda Christensen's final year of sculpting butter after 50 years at the State Fair. So going into it, to be honest with you, I was kind of nervous. but, you know, once I got in there and, you know, kind of witnessed the cold, I realized I had nothing to be nervous about. Linda is so easygoing and laid back, and to be able to visit with her and hear some of her stories between, you know, news interviews and all the other things that were happening in the butter booth that day was just so cool. And to be that close to an icon was, it still doesn't feel real to me. And so that was just one of the biggest honors, was to be able to be her final butterhead.
Butterhead. Is that what you're called? Is that what that's called, the butterhead?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the butterhead, you know, you're a lovely looking woman. The butterhead isn't quite as cute as you, but boy, she's really good.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Her technique is phenomenal. To be able to sit there and watch her whittle away at that 90-pound block of butter over the course of 2 days was really cool. And just the extreme detail that goes into it, you know, every piece of hair, the eyebrows, she actually incorporated my dimples onto my sculpture. You know, it truly is one of the most unique art forms I think I've ever witnessed.
So how long were you in the cooler with her?
So I was sculpted over the course of 2 days, which was totally planned. We have lots of media interviews that could kind of slow down the sculptor. So we planned 2 days, and in those 2 days, I was in there for close to 10 hours.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope you've warmed up. And then I know everyone asks you this question, but I'm going to ask it also. What are you going to do with your butterhead?
My original plan was to have a sweet corn feed at our county fair next August. But, you know, then I was Crown Princess Kay, and I was Linda's final sculpture, and I do recognize that that sculpture is really historic to the state of Minnesota and really special to the Minnesota State Fair. And so to kind of dive into that and eat it would be, I think, a little much. So I'm going to let it hang out and be historic in the freezer for a little while yet before I use it up.
Oh, I think that's so sweet, and I'm sure she would be thrilled to hear that as well. Anna, we wish you nothing but success, and we're just so, so happy that you called in today. What a great honor. Anna Early is the 68th Princess Kay of the Milky Way. Enjoy your reign, because you certainly deserve it, and thank you on behalf of people that enjoy dairy products. Thank you for all that the dairy farmers do. We really are so grateful for all the farmers around us. Really nice to meet you, Anna. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.